This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
By the way, more Common Sense Solutions. I want to thank Steve. Sent me an email. He'd like a mandatory seven-day waiting period for murder. So before you murder someone, you have to wait 7 days.
This is a tough audience.
I don't know, Dom. What do you think?
I think that's the winner. I think that deserves a prize. We won't be asked the question. How are you going to top that?
That's hard to say.
Yes.
Dom Giordano, good morning. How are
good morning,
you, buddy?
Rich. Humid, yes.
You were down at the scene of the crime.
About a block away at Broad and Erie, where the media is set up. Fox was the only national there. Kind of missed CNN and MSNBC. The narrative may not have fit so well.
Right. So what was it like? Obviously, it was resolved in the middle of the night, but you were down there. What time did you get down there this morning?
About 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Yeah.
So you get to talk to some cops?
Yeah, and that's the corner that I talk about it all the time. It's like a book sundry novelty store, giant one, Rich, with big lettering, and it says, "We ship to prisons." That's the sign on the exterior and all. Gives you an idea of how crime-ridden the neighborhood is. But my takeaway was the number of people that were getting up, going to work, were very polite coming by and just worried about the neighborhood, their life, and all that. And you saw those two Muslim women yesterday who praised the cops much more than Larry Krasner ever does, I might add.
Right. Yes. And you said Krasner was on the scene last night, right?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, it was a Weasley presence. I mean, come on, I'm biased in the background standing there. You know, and there was that one video, I don't know if you saw, but there were more than one person involved here with the police kind of dragging him and putting him in a police cruiser in the middle of the street there. And I don't know how Krasner was looking at that. Yeah, but it's very difficult. And there was taunting. There were people throwing some stuff.
Unbelievable.
At police.
Yeah.
And the woman over Hoff over at CBS3 tweeted that out, that she had trouble with it too. Yeah.
Oh, Alexandria Hoff. She had trouble with that.
Yep. Yeah, she's the one that tweeted it out. Yep.
So Dom Giordano was down there this morning. He spoke to police officers, spoke to some residents. He'll give you a full report on his show in just a matter of moments. And maybe we'll hear from somebody from FOP Lodge 5 as well.
And Bill McSwain, we're going to hear from the U.S. attorney, Rich, because he's all over this. And Jesse Waters, who's a native of Philadelphia, is coming on a little bit later.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
And you did a little bit of TV and radio this morning, right? Reporting live from there?
Yeah, Fox and Friends.
Yeah. Nice.
And they were on it. They asked the question about Kenny politicizing it. Some of the stuff that you're doing today with your listeners around this, that's part of the story. It never ends.
And Kenny, I mean, Dom, right away, he started with the nonsense and blaming Harrisburg and more. I mean, it's just the usual thing, right?
Yeah, he didn't spell out Trump, but give him time by today. Yeah,
by today,
amazing.
I'm sure.
It's just amazing. But there's an appetite for this in Philadelphia. That's the problem.
And Mayor Kenny's coming on your show, right?
Absolutely.
Right, yes.
That's why the straitjacket's here. That's what the agreement is. He's my all-time guest. Who's yours, Rich, that you think would be unbelievable? Radio.
Oh man! Well, I mean, Bernie Sanders only because I bring up the megaphone for Bernie. But
yeah.
We almost had him, Dom. You know, and then he backed out at the last minute. He was supposed to come on.
Yeah, he would be. For you, that's it. Elizabeth Warren for me. I want to see the haircut up close. I've never seen it up close. Yeah.
Dom, how shocked are you that John Hickenlooper has dropped out of the race for president? You had money on him, I believe, right?
I think we did, yes. Well, he's one of the guys. He's a reasonable guy, a good guy. What was he doing in here? He looked like half the time, what am I doing here? He actually is an achiever, had success. He's a liberal. But, you know, he's within the envelope of it. There's a story today, too, how much these people are worth. All the people running, every one of them is worth over $1 million. Bernie's at about 2.5. I think that's low.
That's probably low. Yeah. I think he's got money buried in old Ben and Jerry's containers in the bottom of his house.
Tipper. We had a guy that waited on Bernie when he was the mayor in Burlington. Not a tipper at all, apparently. No surprise.
Total cheapskate, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.